week Thursday. They lost to the Ryerson Rams 76-66, and then this past Sunday they hosted the Western Mustangs, and Western University defeated the UBC 78-63. So the Thunderbirds still have a lot of work ahead of them in preseason play. Two more games before their conference opening game next week. First of all, tomorrow, the Thunderbirds women's basketball team hosts the Thompson Rivers Wolfpack, a conference rival. 5 o'clock tip-off at War Memorial Gym, and then on Halloween Saturday, the T-Birds will tip off against the McEwen Griffins. That team will be visiting from Ontario. And finally, we'll update women's field hockey. The Thunderbirds varsity team on their way to compete at the National Championship Tournament to be hosted by University of Victoria next week, Thursday through Sunday. The Thunderbirds quarterfinal matchup is still yet to be decided, but they will be joined by their Canada West Conference competitor UVic Vikes in this tournament. Of course, the Vikes have a berth in this tournament as the tournament host. And the T-Birds, of course, will be trying to defend their national title from last year.
Yeah, and UBC T-Bird field hockey player Hannah Hahn was also named Canada West Player of the Year in field hockey for after their final record. She also has nearly almost every CIS or Canada West award, so the fourth year will probably be graduating with enough honors to last a lifetime. So,
yeah, that'll be exciting to see if the Thunderbirds can indeed defend their championship title from last season. We'll probably keep an eye on this tournament update next week on our program, as well as we'll have the quarterfinal matchups determined by then. But for now, that's our weekly update of Thunderbirds varsity sports here on Thunderbird Eye. Stay tuned here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy!
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com. Or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety. Or you can even join our Facebook group.
This is Scruffmouth the Scribe, plugged in on number 3, all the way live and direct on CITR 101.9. UBC represent, connect the dots.
I don't know if I've ever told this story.
In the late 80s and early 90s, a couple of well-known criminologists started making predictions about a wave of super predators.
By the year 2005, we may very well have a bloodbath of teenage violence.
There was a group of guys at the group home, and they were like, "You need a car for school. We can go steal this car."
They drove to a dirt road. They put me in the trunk, and I had tape over my eyes, and I can't even describe the emotions when you actually realize that somebody is trying to kill you.
I got charged with attempted murder, conspiracy to commit murder, robbery, conspiracy to commit robbery, kidnapping, conspiracy to commit kidnapping. They were sending me to the adult system at 13 years old. And then they ask you these questions. So do you understand what you're losing? I wish I could go back in time as an adult and be like, are you fucking kidding me? My lawyer just told me to answer yes to that question. Yes, Your Honor.
Next Wednesday, listen to Super Predators Revisited, the first in a series brought to you by the University of Washington Center for Human Rights and CITED, a brand new podcast about the stakes of academic research. CITED airs each and every Wednesday on CITR at 11:30 a.m. Visit CITEDpodcast.com and subscribe to CITED Podcast on iTunes to hear the whole series.
We're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASAUBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
GOSA, the Global Outreach Students Association, offers students the chance to learn about global health and international development while providing students with opportunities for practical experience working within disadvantaged communities both locally and internationally. They also collaborate with other clubs to organize global health-related symposiums and competitions. Executive positions are available. Contact them at ubc.gosa@gmail.com.
Thunderstorms, see the lightning flashing, thunderstorms.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
My name is David Scott. I play wide receiver for the University of British Columbia football team, and I'm here to discuss the Be More Than a Bystander program. Myself and a few other players were lucky enough to work alongside the BC Lions and EVA, the Ending Violence Association, to support this cause. The main goal of the Be More Than a Bystander initiative is to increase awareness of domestic violence against women. For more information on the cause, please visit endingviolence.org.
And we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASAUBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
When Shanna Larson was a little girl, she already had artistic talent, and it was clear that she would be quite an athlete. But Shan always knew what she wanted to do with her life. She wanted to teach. Shan was only 24 years old when she lost her life to breast cancer. And now it's her spirit that will teach us. Teach us to know the symptoms. For more information, visit teamshan.ca. Breast cancer, not just a disease of older women.
Fairy tales. bar and see if I can fight. Take me to the bar where a sweet voice in the back of my skull says, take me to the bar and then straight to bed all night. Hold on, brother, keep it in your hiding place. And in all the bars there's someone that you love, maybe gay or pink bow, wrapped around the lock. I say the silky strands of the blue-eyed blonde-haired babe. Take me to the bar where a sweet voice in the back of my skull says, take me to the bar and see if I can fight. Take me to the bar where a sweet voice in the back of my skull says, take me to the bar and then straight to bed all
to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you live from unceded Musqueam territory in New Vancouver. Yeah, this is Soul Sandwich. I am your host, Ola. Rohit isn't in the station right now, but you can listen to him next week, and we have a surprise guest. But for today, we have a just random selection of some of my favorite artists from Vancouver and maybe from abroad, some female, some male, but mostly female. And I'll try to play the best music that I could come up with. Hopefully my tastes aren't too bad word for you guys. So yeah, that was Jen Grant with Bombshell from her album Compostela. Probably, you guys have heard this song like the past 3 weeks, so it should kind of tell you that I kind of love it. But I really like the song, and Jen Grant is an amazing vocalist. She sang the song. The male artist is Doug Paisley. He's a Canadian alternative country artist as well, and he's from the record label No Quarter. I would say that both of these guys, they pair very nicely with each other. Sadly, they're that's the only song I saw from both of them on the same album. But hopefully they make some more collaborations with each other for vocals. So up next we have another song, not by Jen Grant, but by the Golden Dogs. The Golden Dogs are a pretty cool band. All the songs are written by Dada Naive and produced and recorded by Jessica Gracia. And, you know, the band is made up of Jessica Gracia and a bunch of other artists like Dave Azzolini and Alejandro Cairncross and Stephanie McCarroll. So, I've heard like a bunch of their songs before. I've heard "Do It For You," which is their track two, but we're gonna play only like number ones from the first track on each album. We're gonna play that. So, Bombshell was Jen Grant's first track on Compostela, and the Golden Dogs album 3.5, their first song on it is called Decided. So just stay tuned, don't go away, and yeah, hopefully y'all enjoy it. All right, enjoy.
Right Honorable W.L. Mackenzie King, Prime Minister of Canada, speaking from Ottawa.
There is no home in Canada, no family, and no individual whose fortunes and freedom are not bound up in the present struggle.
This Remembrance Day, CITR presents At Home and Overseas. More than 24 Vancouver actors recreate the personal stories of those who experienced firsthand what life was like in Canada during the Second World War. Wednesday, November 11th, from 6:30 to 8 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. Or look for the podcast at citr.ca.
We're gonna hang out the washing on the Siegfried Line. Have you any dirty washing, mother dear? We're gonna hang out the washing on the Siegfried Line, 'cause the washing day is here. Whether the weather may be wet or fine, we'll just rub along.
right. And that was the Golden Dogs with their song Decided from their 3.5 album. Kind of corrections. I guess Dave, I didn't give as much credit to Dave Azzolini and his wife, Jessica Gracia, who supports on the drums and used to play on the keyboard. Both of them are pretty much the writing, songwriting power of the band, and they're also, the band is also made up of Alejandro, Karen Cross, Stephanie McCarroll, and then David Azzolini and Jessica Gracia. So, yeah, the great song Decided by the Golden Dogs, and they're a pop rock band from Toronto, Ontario. So you have another band to listen to if you're into pop rock like I am. I'm into everything, so that doesn't really matter. But if you really love pop rock and you really love Toronto, although you should love Vancouver more than you love Toronto, but if you do love Toronto, you should probably check out these guys' album. They also have a Spotify, and you can listen to them on Bandcamp, I guess, as well. So, yeah, stay tuned for that. Up next, we have a local artist, Dawn Pemberton. She's an amazing soul artist, and we have a song by her called For You. It's the first song in her album, and apparently Say Something is about having the courage to be vulnerable about opening up what's in our hearts and on our minds. That isn't from me. I am not that wise and poetic. That was from Dawn Pemberton's description in her album. So we'll take a listen for you by Dawn Pemberton. Hopefully it's an amazing experience for you guys as it is for me. Hopefully y'all enjoy it. All right.
Like the seasons, I shifted like the sands, crashed myself upon endless shores, stopped time with my hands. All this and more seemed worth pushing for. Thank you.
seemed worth pushing for.
Wow, that was Don Pemberton with the song For You from her album Say Something. Heavily soul, heavily jazz, heavily funk, straight out of Vancouver, BC. Don Pemberton, she has her foundations in funk and soul groups all over Western Canada, you know, done music with the Sojourners and Dutch Robinson, and yeah, she has a great voice, lyrically proficient, and you know, she's heavy on rhythm, and yeah, I don't know, I just can't get enough of that. I will definitely be listening more. Most of the artists I play all have Spotify accounts, so you can just follow them if you have anything, or SoundCloud, or their Bandcamp, or their page. Go to their page. Your page is probably the best source to get it. Or you could get the album. You could get the actual album and, you know, listen to it. It's usually good to have a hard copy. It'd be great to have a vinyl of this. So, yeah, check it out. And don't go away. Up next, we have Amelia Caron. I know. I've played her often as well. Jen Grant, Amelia Caron, and Frazee Ford are probably like my best Canadian artists altogether, and I can't get enough of them. I just randomly selected this one, I swear. I just picked it out from like a sea of different CDs, so something we just like meant for each other. Yeah, so we have Somebody Somewhere, but that will come after our ads, we'll be right back. All right, Amelia Caron with Somebody Somewhere from her album They Promised You Mercy. Enjoy.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
I came from my shadow, laid at my feet. Stretched out before me, incomplete. Pray to them children, cut loose on the street. I bottled my worship, I swallowed it neat. Well, somebody somewhere is missing you now. They promised you mercy and they'll find it somehow. Well, keep the horizon ahead of your game. To your victory songs, they sound the same. Na 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 na
All right, Amélie Caron, Canadian singer and songwriter, born and resides in St. John's. National Post described her music a bit like Leonard Cohen, being channeled in a dusty saloon by Patsy Cline. Very interesting. Caron started playing guitars and writing songs as a teenager, and that's why we have amazing music right now from Amélie Caron. Great artist. She's won a bunch of awards. She's had a bunch of albums as well since 2000. She's 2000. She's been active, and she won a Juno Award quite recently for in the category of Roots and Traditional Album of the Year solo. And if that isn't a highlight of any career, I don't know what is. So Amélie Caron, everybody. Up next, we have 1977. I have not heard that one before. That person before. I am not actually sure if it's a person or a band, but I will give you all the info right after. You'll have to tell me if you like it or not. Maybe call me from here. The name of the song is called Every Day, and the album is called Twister. I'll play some ads, and then we'll be right back with Twister from 1977. All right, be right back.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the food bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
And that was 1977. I must say that having the name 1977 kind of makes it hard to find them because there's a bunch of artists that were born in 1977 and were also active in 1977, including Elvis Presley and a bunch of other artists that I will not mention because my knowledge about music doesn't go that far. But 1977... great music from their Twister album. The first song, Every Day, is amazing. I kind of feel bad for, like, you know, almost judging, you know, before, but the Toronto band has impressed me. This is their third album, and it was released on October 9th. And songs that are recommended by Canadian Beats was cited on about Canadian songs, We Do and I Can See and You. You is the final song on the album, and so those songs, you should totally check them out. Buy their album, you know, check them out. They're great. I mean, they sound great. I don't know anything about them personally, and I will not say anything about them personally. You have to talk to my lawyer about that. Okay, I'm just joking. But yeah, 1977. Great band, totally check them out. I am going to give you another band right now, Metric, most Canadians. I mean, me and Rohit have probably talked about this before. Metric is a great Canadian treasure, national treasure, and they have brought out great albums in the past, and this album is called Pagans in Vegas, which is interesting. Yeah, and yeah, it's quite interesting. The name of the song is called Lie, 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 and I hope that you all enjoy it. Lie, Lie, Lie is the first song on their album, just like I'm playing every single first song. Yeah, every single first song from each album. So stay tuned, don't go away. Metric with Lie, 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 and we also have... after that, we have Destroyer, and Destroyer will take it away with the next few songs. So stay tuned and don't go away. I am going away. All right. Bye.
If it happened, it was meant to be. Offer me a free lobotomy. To be sedated, to be seen on the cover of your magazine. Hey, 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 hey. If it happened, it was meant to be. Got me a lobotomy for free. Now I'm so sedated and serene on the cover of your magazine. Question no one wants to ask themselves. Naked in the movie, make me the director's pet. Everybody told me, take whatever you can get. Everybody told me, take whatever you can get. Rage against the dying of the light. Baby, you'll be safe with me. Rage against the dying of the light. Hold
building up a tattered dream. Rage against the dying, rage against the dying of the light. Questions no one wants to ask themselves. Naked in the movie maker, the director's pet. Your mother and your father want to see you on the TV set. Everybody told her, take whatever you can get.
Jesus is beside himself. Jacob's in a state of decimation. The writing on the wall wasn't writing at all. Just forces of nature in love with our weather station. Honey playing a game with our waves. You can follow a rose wherever it grows. You could fall in love with Times Square. Times Square.
Right, and the last two songs were, the first was by Metric with Lie, Lie, Lie. From their latest album, Pagans in Vegas. And it's pretty good. You should listen to it. I don't know if you just came in or have been listening for a while, but this is Soul Sandwich. I am your host, Ola. And if you came here looking for Rohit, he's not here right now, but he'll be here next week. So just stay tuned for Soul Sandwich every Thursday from 4 to 5. And then after we played Metric's new album, Pagans in Vegas, we had Destroyer with his new album called Poison Season. And Poison Season is a pretty great album. I listened to it on Spotify like once before, but it was pretty good. The song I played was called Times Square Poison Season 1, and because I played the first song of the album. But the song I did play before was Dream Lover, and I played that once on the show before as well. Check him out, Spotify, get his album from Merge Records. His Wikipedia says he's from Vancouver, British Columbia, and I didn't know that. So there's our local artist. Indie rock, baroque pop, and yeah, he's a great artist. Cool. I will be playing one last song for the road, and that is by, it's a surprise. I will just play an ad first, and then I will come back, and yeah, just stay tuned, don't go away, and enjoy the show. All right.
Grad students, share your research, find out what's going on in other disciplines, approach your work from a new angle. Check out Fire Talks, the interdisciplinary discussion forum sponsored by the Research Commons at Kerner Library. Visit bit.ly/firetalk for more information.
I've been really trying.
Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here.
Let's get it on.
سلام، روزتون بخیر. My name is Sahan, the president of UBC Persian Club.
And this is Yasaman, the VP admin.
UBC Persian Club is a non-profit student organization with the goal of empowering the Iranian community at UBC by acting as a social hub for Iranian students, bringing together diverse members of the community who have a common interest in Iranian culture, and nurturing and representing the Iranian community in Vancouver.
We have monthly member-exclusive events, Pelon, we screen documentary movies and short films by Iranian directors with English subtitles. Music gatherings, a series of casual music gatherings at which students can play different types of instruments, and sports events and game nights.
Our regular events are member exclusive and you will receive 25% discount on our annual events. You can visit us at ubcpc.com or email us through info@ubcpc.com.
Or you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
That was the Persian Club. Segueing off that, the next show is going to be Seamorg, the Persian language show. See what I did there? I get really lonely in here. Rohit's going to be here next week, so yay. So our surprise for the last song, Soul Jazz Orchestra. Woo! Yeah, they are a band from Ottawa, Canada. They have influences from different parts of the world, different types of Latin, jazz, funk, and African, Afrobeat, and danceable fusions of root music. And they have toured Canada, the United States, Europe. The band members are made up of Pierre Chrétien, which is a cool name, considering there's like two parts of different prime minister names of Canada. And then we have Marielle Rivard on percussion, Steve Patterson on tenor sax, Ray Murray on baritone sax, Zachary Frantz, alto sax. This is cool because, oh, he plays alto sax and the flute. This is cool because I actually used to play the sax when I was a kid, both the tenor and the alto sax. Something I never really mention a lot, but like I'm not going to tell you my whole life story, right? So, but yeah, it's, I mean, I haven't played a saxophone in maybe 4 years, but I still feel like, you know, I can still pull it off, right? And like bullshit my way through. So yeah, Soul Jazz Orchestra, I'm going to play their first track from their album Resistance. And that is called Greet the Dawn. Greet the Dawn is the first track on Soul Jazz Orchestra's new album Resistance from Strut Records 2015. Enjoy.
Come on, brothers and sisters, we're the dog we're ready for.
And that's it, guys. This has been Soul Sandwich. I am your host, Ola. Yeah, that was Soul Jazz Orchestra for their first song of their album, Greet the Dawn. And yeah, it will be my last song of the show. Stay tuned for Soul Sandwich next week as well. Yeah, and I mean, this, you can even listen to it. It's like, these guys are known for, you know, their soul jazz-ness, I guess. And they're in the same vein as, like, you know, pioneers like Fela Kuti and, like, most of Nigerian Afrobeat people. And they're in Strut Records, which is known for, you know, uncompromising Afrobeat music. So, yeah. Hope you all enjoy the show. Up next, we have Seamorg, the Persian language show. So stay tuned for that. All right, enjoy.
Club is a non-profit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding